and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I'm playing Gamble Cleese, and I'm joined, as always, by the Furtive Four. Well, I guess there's three of them, but I make four. Anyways.
Rich playing Seth.
Oak playing Quintarius, can't stop stealing.
Ryan playing everyone else.
Well, that was a silly fucking adventure.
Yeah, I initially was like, oh, maybe they'll like have to fight the methods and the weird and stuff. And I was like, I think it's sometimes, because I don't want this to just be like quirky thing and then a fight like every episode. I was like, this will be the actual like sneaking and stealing and schmoozing session. So I'm glad you guys enjoyed Hot Loads.
Oh, love Hot Loads.
Is Hutt's full name Hutt Hogan? Because with the scale hair, I thought it was the skullet and everything. So I thought his name was Hutt Hogan.
No, I found this scrag in, if you guys, for those at home, if you want to look up a greater scrag, I believe this is a Cobalt Press monster. I just wanted like something that was like wet looking and nasty.
It like... kind of reminds me of Thane from Mass Effect, but like with a silly dick nose.
Yeah.
I see that.
I was thinking of like, oh, I want it to be a very like Spirited Away, like Boiler Man kind of vibe in this place. You know, like everything's like, it's kind of like steampunky and magic. And it's like, oh, well, how would wizards do laundry? With like a bunch of unnecessary fun bullshit. They're summoning like steam efforts to steam heat everything. I just thought it'd be fun to do that. And then, yeah, I found this creature that was so disgusting. The full name is Gorman Hot.
Gorman Hot. Okay.
So Hot's his last
everything
name.
Everything you explained, it sounded like Hulk Hogan to me, except in a more, you know, actually probably a nicer looking picture. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Yeah, he doesn't look so hot lately. I just came up with the name Hot Loads the other day and was like, that's so awful. I hate that. Mark's going to love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. I like seeing you guys just being in like full like distraction mode of like, we're really good at distracting guys.
Yeah.
It's like, really funny to see you guys all doing that in different ways. Guys were rolling nice and hot too. That was fun.
Hell yeah.
I was rolling awful.
I mean, yeah, you always roll awful.
As yeah. Seth, yes. That's the whole idea.
Can we talk about actually, the best roll of the night? Like the, Elaine? I mean, coming in clutch?
Elaine.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, how do I end this if we're not doing a fight? Oh, I know. Gore will ride this giant stupid animal Mark summoned through the thing. Like, blow up everyone's spot immediately.
What's the really dwarf's like name? The little manager dwarf?
Oh, that was Yamond.
Yamond. I had him totally fooled.
Oh, 100%. He was, I think when it was funny, it was like, he was so confident because he beat you so many times. He was like, this is my buddy. I took all his money. Come on in. Like, it was like, he was so, not for a minute did he like, was nervous about you. He was like, oh yeah, like, cool Minotaur wants to play games with me. This guy's awesome. On like a smoke break, you know, like you've been on a smoke break and like a homeless guy like wanders up and you're like, this is my buddy for 5 minutes because I'm afraid of you. I think it was kind of like that. When I worked at Blockbuster, I smoked cigarettes like a lot back then. So I would always go out on smoke breaks and I don't want to like give the town I worked in, but I grew up in a not great area. So on all of my smoke breaks, I was just hanging out with all the fun homeless guys out there and they were a hoot. I had like such a great relationship with everyone in that like little plaza I worked in.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sometimes you got to be like, okay, bud, all right, we've had our fun, but you're scaring the children. So got to kind of go outside because I think you're on a little bit of drugs right now, which is fine. It's, you know, enjoy your day. But there was one guy that you would come in at the end of the night and he would basically change over all of the like quarters and change he had made, like bumming from the day into like bills. And it was awesome for me because I didn't have to go to the bank in the morning to get more change.
That's hilarious.
Wicked great relationship. That was my boy. I was like, oh, hell yeah. You got my nickels. It was like a really nice thing we had going. I'm a little bummed that we're already on the third episode of this, because I do really, really love these characters already.
Well, I mean, once they get on the train, that's not the end of their story. Assuming they make it to the train.
I know we've done some silly one-shots, but I think the Gort shorts are going to be an ongoing thing. For a couple reasons. One, I think Gort may be the fan favorite NPC so far. It's tough running. There's a lot of great ones, but I think Gort might be a big favorite. I also think his mission is just so funny to me. I want to keep exploring how that goes. And also, let's be real, we're all men in our 30s. So it's, hard to always be able to do in-person recording. So it's nice to now have an option to kind of do these kind of mini things on times we can't fill in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, this month also has been cursed.
This month has been wicked cursed. Filler arc February obviously is only happening because we had scheduling conflicts.
Yeah, and everybody got sick.
Also, everyone's sick. I had a crazy fever all weekend. We were supposed to record a couple of days ago, but I couldn't sit up. And I was like, yeah, I mean, usually our sessions are a fever dream, but I didn't want it to go that far. But I hope my mic sounds better. I'm so sorry to the listening audience who had to go through those first two. It's so bad. I hated editing it. I was just like, no. Just so frustrated. Just like, maybe the music will help. As I'm putting in the stupid songs over Chris's rough cut. I was so upset.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all right. It's all right.
My bike was that much better.
I think, yeah, yours is bad, but mine was worse. And the voice you're doing almost kind of masks it. Where, not happening on my end. So I did get a new mic. I hope it's a little better. It's the same one Rich has. So I'm hoping it. Rich's sounded good when I was doing the music for it. So I was like, that should be fine. Please, God.
Yeah, it's a nice mic.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to get back to in-person recording.
Oh, yes. Hey, man, brother.
I miss that crisp audio.
Yeah. You mean the way I sound? Because I'm using the actual equipment.
Off of it.
I know, yeah. Bouncing off of each other's faces and stuff definitely helps.
I just the bits are so much more natural, when we're in person.
Yeah.
I also miss Roger. I know his arc is kind of coming to an end, but I'm like, fuck, I want to have more Roger time. So
right.
And we're just getting into the good stuff, I feel like, in Magria, So I was like, I hate doing I didn't want this to kind of feel like it stalled the main campaign. I promise you guys, once this little, once the Gort shorts are over, we're going to get right back into it. And I have a lot of really fun stuff planned for the next couple sessions. So
hell yeah.
Kelly's going to pop off. We're going nuts. I think we're recording this weekend, right, boys?
Indeed we are.
Sunday.
This Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday
too, at the Bayside Expo Center.
Be one of those wild four episode days, possibly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
man, I got nothing on Monday. I got February vacation for schools next week.
Yeah, hell yeah. President's Day, baby. Yeah.
I think we do a delirious, wacky, good time, and maybe send off our boy Roger.
Oh boy,
I think it sounds good.
Yep. Have a rough idea of an off ramp for him. See how he takes it. It's been tough because I just feel like Arendir is such a great character with the main cast. I don't know how to. I'm like, it feels weird to be like, and later, obviously, we got a lot of guests lined up for the show, so I got to eventually figure it out, but.
Well, he's not Cosmo with Eric. We could just be like, and then he went on tour and that's what he's doing. Yeah. It was so much like a cleaner break there,
It's so much easier, writing off a bard in general, But it's also I think the thing too is that Cosmo had his own life before he met the gang, sort of, he had like dreams of being a musician, and now he has an opportunity to do it. Where Arendir is like, my life is Bleebly now.
That's true. He's
so locked in. So it's like, I mean, I'm not going to kill him twice. That feels crazy and mean to do to a guest. So I have to.
Why kind not?
Of, I have to write it in a way that makes sense. Listen,
kill him twice. Make him a coin.
No, I can't. I can't do it.
Then we could bring him around forever.
Get Roger on speakerphone at all times. Roger has like real responsibilities. He's harder to schedule around. But yeah, I'm really happy that we've gotten to kind of let you guys kind of go nuts with new characters for a little bit. I think it's always just nice in general getting to play some new characters. I was thinking like I haven't made a new D&D character in a hot minute. I'm like itching to.
Yeah, but you got a DM.
Really? I know, but...
What do you mean? All you do is make up characters constantly.
Yeah, I mean, that is true.
Character.
It is funny, too, because all of my NPCs are always so chaotic and so weird. And then when I get to make a character, I'm always like, all right, everyone, let's do what the DM wants to do on the goal, and then I'm part of the team. I'm such a DM's pet when I'm a player. I'm like, yeah, guys, maybe we should button things up and go this way. I can't help it. I do it every time.
That's no fun.
I know. It's just someone's got to be the one that's like, all right, let's steer the ship just a hair towards what the DM's trying to do a little bit. No.
Let us go off the rails.
I know. I'm like, I could not be preaching to a worse choir.
Yep.
You are though the DM's best friend, because I love DMing for you because of that fact that you will just drive the plot along, and it's very helpful.
Yeah,
what I know what it's like back there. It's scary.
What was the game? Yeah, you were the detective where in our other camp, our like personal campaign where.
Oh yeah, because there were
who our was it?
Tom DM'd you. Tom ran an incredibly fun campaign, and it was like a mystery thing. He was like,
we're
doing a mystery detective story. And I was like, oh, awesome. I love Inquisitor Rogue. I can't wait to play it. And I show up with like a half-elf detective rogue. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to like really fit the scene. And then I look around the room, and the other characters are a katana-wielding samurai frog, a Muppet in a trash can, and a...
five snakes in a trench coat.
And Haru played five snakes in a trench coat. And I was like, all right, so I guess I'm babysitting for the next 10 episodes.
He was so mad the whole time we played because we just did our thing, and he wanted to investigate.
Hey, Zoltar was the best detective I've ever known.
Yep.
And then the most frustrating part was we get to the end of this incredibly thick, or I'm like dragging the rest of the players through an adventure, through like a detective story. I have like plus 10 to investigation, and I'm the one that died in the end. My character got killed, and the rest of them survived.
Yep.
So on brand.
What is it? You're the one that hid under the bed.
I'm trying to get advantage.
Hiding under a bed for advantage. It's a good time.
Listen, I wasn't a brave character, okay? That's fine.
Fair.
Actually, Stone Monk Powerhawk Stroker was too.
If I'm being totally honest, one of my favorite kind of characters to play is like a little coward. I feel like that's such a fun character type.
Just hiding behind shit and better characters the whole time.
Yeah, it's pretty tight. I don't know. I feel like I've played a lot of classes. Like, I feel like if you're going for like the power fantasy of D&D, I feel like barbarian's the way to go. That's like where I felt the most like, oh, I'm like a badass.
Hell yeah. But
I do like playing like rogues and bards and like squishy characters who are like, get them. Like, I kind of hide behind a thing.
It's all fun.
Really fun. It's like a, yeah. But I've been a little worried about how like an all rogue party would go, but I feel like you guys have been like crushing it.
Like, well, a lot of the nat 20s have helped a lot.
Yeah,
that's true. You guys have been rolling crazy nat 20s.
And the one time we had to fight anything that with any kind of pushback, we were all on 1 HP.
That is true. I did beat the shit out of you guys in that last episode.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of nat 20s, your nat 20s revealed a little lore.
I know, Firbolg blood, huh?
Yeah.
Is that would that have to do with
being in that?
So, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are these clothes from the Battle of Tidal Grove?
No, actually.
Okay, so this is not Fenric's blood?
No.
You're not doing that to us right now?
No, listen. I've already said.
No, it's his people's blood, though.
It sure is.
Yeah. You guys also, if you guys still have your characters up, can you guys roll history checks?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
For me.
11. Wait, I can do better. I always
18.
All right, Rich, not your character, but you.
15.
I did mention, I think Lorenzo mentioned when you guys first got to Bot-Kali, the Mist Glen had been destroyed. So, seems like the Mist Glen has been destroyed, and Krizik's worshippers may have killed a lot of Firbolgs recently.
Why?
I don't like that. You also do know that there is a refugee crisis now in Bot-Kali. So I think some things are starting to come together a little bit here.
Don't love that.
Yeah, that's not great.
But
you know what that also means, though?
What's that?
More potential followers.
That is true. Is
possibly true. We'll get into that soon. I forgot to look at a timer. How long have we been chit-chatting here?
Right now we're hitting 17 minutes.
You know, Mark, that feels like a great time to take us out before I give away too much stuff for the next arc.
I know, right? Let him cook. Just go.
Let me cook.
Well, on that note, I'm going to thank you from the bottom of my bovine heart for listening to the Gourd Shorts. A little sidestep, but we'll get back to the main campaign as you just heard. And please, for the love of Bleebly, would you go and give us 5 stars on iTunes? It takes 1 second. And also, if you're watching on YouTube, very mouse, I'm looking at you. Rate, review. It helps us. It puts us in the algo. We're bad at this. Please help us. Please, anybody, if you know how to do this, reach out, please. Anyways, we'll see you next week. Right on, Elaine. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.